This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Megan Lee Cohn, who is the owner and operator at Lotus Healing and Wellness Center in Sydney's Northern Beaches, offering a unique blend of energetic healing, meditation classes, corporate and stress management workshops, as well as holistic skincare therapy. Megan, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
A pleasure to be with you, Eric. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, what is energy healing?
Sure. So energetic healing is actually an umbrella term for any treatment, modality, or therapy that improves or supports and optimizes the flow of vital energy through our physical bodies and our subtle energy systems, so namely through our bioenergetic or human energy field. And the reason our human energy field needs regular healing or rebalancing is because it is affected by things like poor diet, alcohol, electromagnetic pollution, Wi-Fi, and more. But the main effects, the main factor that affects the human energy field is actually stress and anxiety, or even excess or stored or suppressed negative emotion. So since the stress has been named the black plague of the 21st century, I think the UN actually called it the 21st century health epidemic. It's a $1 trillion health epidemic at the moment. And it's estimated as well that 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are stress-related issues as the underlying cause. So it means that, you know, many people are living in a state of fight or flight response. Most Westerners live in a state of fight or flight day to day. And stress is not bad, of course, in short bursts, but when it's chronic and day to day, our fight or flight response is a maladaptive response. Energy healing can take a person into parasympathetic nervous system, into out of fight or flight and into rest and digest, or sometimes called feed and breed, because this is really good for the digestive and reproductive systems. Because when we're in fight or flight, it takes the blood away from our digestive and reproductive organs. It shuts down the creative centers of the brain, where people are then come up with creative solutions and problem solving more effectively. We become very reactive. Our immune system shuts down to some extent because it's not a priority when we're in a state of survival. So, yes, it's a maladaptive response to today's modern stress, where people are dealing with long to-do list, bills, mortgage, annoying bosses or traffic or all sorts of things like that. And also a lot of people suffer with constant random inner dialogue or the inner critic. So all of this burns energy and leads to fatigue and affects the human energy field. So energy healing is an excellent therapy that can help people from all walks of life.
So Megan, how did you get into energy healing and what was your journey to becoming an energy healer?
Sure. Well, it was it's a long story, so I'll just give you a really brief version. I started originally as a skincare therapist and esthetician after I left school. I had severe acne growing up, so that was part of my motivation to want to help people with skin issues or concerns that are affecting, because I know how it can affect somebody's self-esteem, their relationships, their life, their sense of self. So I wanted to help people to feel better and be able to do that. I was fascinated with the human body and that sort of thing as well. So then I realized, working closely with people, I started getting emotional impressions from them. I started seeing also through their skincare treatments and beauty treatments, it felt like they'd stepped outside of their normal day-to-day life and busy stresses, and saw them gain a sense of peace. And I loved that. And over time, I wanted to help people on a deeper level, I say a soul level, help them more with their emotional balance, their spiritual health, their level of happiness and joy, and help to soothe the needs. I can't really stand any suffering, so I really like to help people eliminate or reduce suffering in their life. And that holistic approach to wellness fascinates me. So for myself, in my early 20s, I had an experience of energetic healing that really helped. At that time, I was going through a heartbreak, and it actually really helped to soothe and accelerate the healing of my broken heart. It really opened my mind. It helped me on a physical level. So I did have, I suppose, periods of depression or anxiety, illness. I had moments of feeling quite lost and disconnected. And I also realized I had really quite low sense of self-worth. But with the help of energy healing through my life, as well as meditation, I've become someone who is happy. Sure, life still goes up and down, but generally I'm very happy, I'm very healthy, I feel very peaceful, and I feel a lot more trusting and connected and relaxed. So I want to help other people feel their best as well.
And there may be an overlap with this next question, but what benefit can energy healing have for people, or what other benefits can it have?
Sure. Well, I find that the healing benefits can be somewhat limitless, and but also very personalized depending on what issues or challenges the person is facing. But to name a few, it can accelerate physical healing from illness or injury. It enhances the sense of peace and calm, the level of contentment and confidence. It can enhance someone's intuitive ability and creative problem solving if that's the area they want to develop. It improves sleep and energy levels, so if someone's having issues with insomnia, it's fantastic for reducing stress and anxiety or depression. It also can enhance fertility and ease of conception, definitely increases happiness. It brings about a deep state of relaxation. It also helps to reduce or even reverse the negative effects of stress. And it also reduces confusion, discontent. I find it can heal a broken heart. It can heal a broken, help to heal a broken bone. So it's quite vast and broad in the benefits that it offers a person. Yes.
It certainly does sound like it. Today we're visiting with Megan Lee Cohn, who is the owner and operator at Lotus Healing and Wellness Center in Sydney's Northern Beaches, here on eHealth Radio's Stress Management and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Megan, is energy healing something everyone can benefit from, or is it only for spiritual people or people with an alternative lifestyle?
I think it's a wonderful question, because I want everybody to know that it's for anybody and everybody. It is not affiliated with any particular religion or belief system. I find that, I suppose, it attracts more people from the spiritual community, because some of the language that's sometimes associated with energy healing resonates or feels comfortable for them if people are talking about chakras or meridians, energy fields, auras, these types of things. But actually, it's for everybody. So, and I think the wonderful thing that helps everybody, day-to-day people, realize that it's for them as well, is that it's now offered. Well, the latest statistic I could find, the most recent one, was from a number of years ago, but at that time, Reiki, for example, an energy healing modality, is offered now in more than 800 hospitals and health clinics around America, and many more thousands around Australia, New Zealand, the UK, and around the world. And because also now we have technology and devices and mainstream medical equipment that actually can measure and graph and digitally analyze the benefits on a physical level and an emotional level that the person has. So if they have diseases or disturbances in health, they can read the light coming from, they use maybe the fingers, because that's a key energy point that emits light and vibration that corresponds with the meridians, the energy channels used in Chinese medicine. But it is, I'm talking now about the GDV imaging system that was designed by or developed by Dr. Korotkov, a Russian biophysicist. And this is now used in top hospitals in Russia and in the US, which is a wonderful step forward, I feel, in integrative wellness. And there's also Dr. Cantwell, who's a well-respected doctor in America as well. He says that he's using Reiki as well, and said, I have found Reiki to be useful in the treatment of acute illnesses such as musculoskeletal injury and pain, headache, acute infections and asthma. And Reiki is useful for patients with chronic illnesses, especially with that are associated with chronic pain. So he's actually doing a lot of wonderful work to, because Reiki is not covered, energy healing is not covered by insurance at any clinical hospital. So he's conducting clinical research in the hope of convincing insurance companies that complementary care is viable and will save money. So there's a lot of exciting developments happening to integrate these holistic alternative approaches and complementary therapies with mainstream treatment as well.
Also, I'd be curious, is energy healing just for in between humans, or can pets, animals, plants, or other life forms benefit from energy healing too?
Exactly. So actually, every living organism, including humans, plants, animals, and the planet itself, has an electromagnetic field, and it emits bioenergetic output of biophotons. So this means that all living things can benefit from energetic healing. I know my two cats absolutely adore it, so it can be seen that they can't verbally give any feedback, but they do let me know that they are completely zenned out and chilled out and relaxed. I can tell by the way they express it with their little bodies relaxed on the bed, but it definitely benefits animals. There's been some interesting clinical studies and scientific research done even with things like bacteria and those types of smaller molecules, which again can't give us any verbal feedback and don't carry a lot of emotional baggage, I don't think, but it still demonstrated the positive effects that energy work and focusing tension has on any living organism. Yeah.
Well, Megan, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Where can listeners get all the details on Lotus Healing and Wellness Center there in Sydney's Northern Beaches? And how could one also be in touch?
Oh, thank you. So I'd love you to visit my website. It is www.lotushealing.com.au. There is a lot of information, frequently asked questions, and you can contact me via the website as well. I'd love to hear from anyone and everyone. And it's been a pleasure to be on. Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. You have yourself a lovely day out there in Sydney's Northern Beaches. And thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks again, Eric. You have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Megan Lee Cohn, the owner and operator at Lotus Healing and Wellness Center in Sydney's Northern Beaches in Australia, offering a unique blend of energetic healing meditation classes, corporate and stress management workshops, as well as holistic skincare therapy. And for all the details and for more information, visit lotushealing.com.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.